It is time for Real News with Brian Ross. Brian joins us on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at stories that crop up that are interesting stories right at the head of the news. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Marshall.
And we are chock full of stories. I think the story that I think that shows you exactly where the country is at this date is the story that broke last night, and that is former presidents George Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama are getting together, and they're going to do a very, very intensive COVID-19 announcement about people, you know, should accept the fact that it's COVID-19, that it's a pandemic, that they should, when the vaccines come out, they get it. I think that speaks volumes about what the presidency should be and what the presidency always was.
Well, yes, and they plan to take their shots apparently on live television to show America that this shot has been, this vaccine has been vetted and is safe once that's the case, once Dr. Fauci and others give the blessing. But it does show the abdication by Donald Trump in the last 50 days or so of his administration that he, yesterday, this, I don't know if anybody saw it, very few people actually carried it, this 46-minute diatribe of he lost the election, he's whining, he was stolen, et cetera. More and more, fewer and fewer people are paying attention to him.
And that's too bad, because in this next 50 days is such an important date. Now, I like to converse with people all the time about COVID-19. Yes, the death rate is down to about 1 to 1.5 to 2% in this country. But the thing that I try to stress to people that if you just wear a mask and you social distance and follow these rules that the various states come up with, COVID deaths are one thing. But when you have 200,000 people a day getting this disease, people who go to the hospital for other things now become at risk because there's no room for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, you say death rate is down. Well, that could be true, but total deaths are at a record high.
Yeah, yeah.
Wall Street Journal reporting more than 3,000 Americans died yesterday, and before that, 2,600 Americans died. That's a staggering number, and as this thing races through the country, you know, we're living sort of in the best of times and the worst of times. There's a vaccine on the horizon, and the pandemic is raging. It's a question of can you survive till the vaccine comes, and that's a question for many Americans. And who wants to be the last person killed in a war when peace is coming? And who wants to be the last person to get this and die from it when a vaccine is around the corner? So it's stunning to me that we don't see more from the White House to make sure this happens. And hats off to the three former presidents who are rising to the occasion to try to provide some leadership, as has Joe Biden. But as he says, he can't do much at this point. All he can do is wait until January 20th.
I just find it's inconceivable to me that we've been through one lockdown. And if you just, whether you like the laws or not, if you just follow the basic guidelines to kind of slow and start to bring the curve down now, we've made it this far. Do you really want to potentially put more states into lockdowns like we had before, which would be devastating not only to the national economy, but to small businesses in general? Another lockdown would probably really erase probably 25% of the small businesses throughout this country.
Well, it's clear we're heading that way. Look at Los Angeles. There is a do not leave your home order by the mayor of Los Angeles and Los Angeles County in a wider way. And do not travel, do not go outside, only for food or health reasons. That's the state of play in California right now, our second biggest city.
All right. So that's one thing. The next thing that really we can take a look at is the way this is unfolding around the world. I mean, one of our strongest allies, Great Britain, has now ended its lockdown, and they're starting to already get some of the vaccine out there. And that is really going to be a trial run, I think, for the rest of the world to see how well that goes.
They will start Monday morning at 7 a.m. London time. That'll be 2 in the morning here, but they will start and essentially start to distribute as much as they have of the vaccine they have from Pfizer. And then next week as well, on next Wednesday, the FDA board meets to consider whether to give the approval for that. It's expected not to take long. One question that I've been raising, and others have, and I think I know the answer now, is why were the Brits able to so quickly approve it, and we're still waiting for the meeting? And that's because in the U.S., the regulators and the advisory panel take a fresh look at the raw data, whereas in Britain, they're just looking at what the drug companies have submitted. So I'm happy to hear that our country's regulators are not taking anything off their review process at all. They're doing it as they have all along to make sure it's safe, because it's one thing to have the vaccine, but if large numbers of people are suspicious that it's safe, that undercuts the value of it.
Because that's the next big bridge to cost. I mean, thank God, I think it was teetering at about 63% of Americans that didn't want to take the vaccine.
Yes.
But now that is going down. I think more people hear exactly of what you're saying. More and more people are saying, okay, well, maybe this is a good idea. I mean, I can understand certain people's concerns, but when you have a pandemic, and the pandemic kills people by itself, but affects the healthcare options for other people who might be waiting for surgeries, who might be waiting.
Absolutely. You know, you're right about that. They block everybody out because the healthcare system in Los Angeles, which is why they've led to this extreme measure there, is teetering on the edge. They can't handle any more cases because they're just too busy dealing with the COVID-19 illnesses. And yes, they are able to better treat it now. They have better ideas of how to do that and how to save lives. But it's jammed and put the facilities there in Los Angeles, at a point where it's almost over the line.
You know, it's just one of those things. I've spent the past 8 months coming to work, going home, coming to work, going home, basically getting gas. That's it, because I'm 68. I'm overweight, and I had bronchitis when I was a kid, so I have scarred lungs. So, and whenever I do go get gas or anything like that, I'm wearing gloves and a mask. Hey, does it make my life easier? No. Is it really a fairly boring life? Yeah, but you know what? It's for the good of everybody else.
Absolutely. We don't want you spreading it. You know, we're concerned about you, but we're concerned about what you could do to others, and that's the issue here. And, I see they've got the guidelines now as to how to best distribute the vaccine once it's available, starting with healthcare workers and people in nursing homes and nursing home workers as well, which is a good place to start, because that's where the good bulk of the deaths have come, is from nursing homes. So let's do that. Meanwhile, for the rest of us, just hang in there. You know, already the CDC is saying, forget about Christmas. Okay. It's going to be very, very hard, very, very cold Christmas.
You know, and this is why I don't understand. Right now, Donald Trump has a chance to end his presidency by getting on board and convincing the, I'll say, 45 million people out of his 70 million voters who are so anti everything, it's politicized, by convincing them to get on board here. He could do that. He could become magnanimous and do that. And
but surely you jest, Michael.
We
have a good measure of this man. We've seen him now in action as a public official for almost 4 years. We know what he's doing. I think it's very clear this is a way to raise $170 million that he's raised now that will be available to him for whatever he wants to do next. The man has run out of cash. I mean, it's pretty clear this is an issue of trying to stabilize his empire financially. He's got huge debts coming due. This is $170 million he might not otherwise have in usable cash. And as for Mr. Giuliani, America's former, one time known as America's mayor, he needs a pardon. He knows what's going on in the Southern District of New York. And now I understand better why he's been so adamant about these ridiculous claims about voter fraud. Although when he gets to court, he says it's not voter fraud. But about these ridiculous claims is he needs to be on Donald Trump's good side. He needs a pardon. And in the next 6-7 weeks, that's going to be a major thing we have to watch as the president pardons everybody, fires everybody. Who knows what he's going to do?
And I know that you're, of course, so associated with the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Yeah. I want to announce that beginning this Sunday, we're starting a new radio show at 9:45 on Sunday mornings. It's called The Cocoa Club on the Radio, and it's put together, totally produced by the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. You can listen to a story. There's also recipes that go with it, and it's on every Sunday in December at 9:45. And if it's as successful as we hope it'll be, it'll continue on after that. But this is a program that was created at the library itself, and they came to us, and we just thought it was a great idea.
Right. It reminds me of during the Depression when Mayor LaGuardia was reading the comics to young New Yorkers. And the library staff, let me tell you, they've done such an amazing job under such adverse circumstances, pushing hard to keep the library open, to make it possible to pick up books on the sidewalk. Now, you know, by appointment, you can still get in there. That may have to change depending on what happens. But they have been real troopers. And my hat's off to Gretchen and the entire staff there. They've done a great job.
All right, Brian, we'll see what happens in the next week, and we'll speak to you next Thursday.
I can't wait. Talk to you then.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Brian Ross at Real News here on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find him on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.